You know, what are the different factors that are in play when this decision is being made?
Well, it's an interesting time because when the party is not in the White House, it is truly a decision that's made by the party. So it's for the 2012 decision, the White House was really driving a decision in the president's reelection campaign. This time, with a Republican occupying the White House, the party looks at the decision about where this to locate this on through a number of different lenses. One of which is what image can be portrayed and projected from the city that you choose. And so, couple of cities on the list are really pigeonholed, and they're all great cities. But there's a narrative that comes with each of those cities, in terms of the message that can be projected out. And then when you look at there's also just the logistical elements that are needed for a city to host something like the Democratic National Convention. It really is the convention of conventions. It is big. It is, when I think back to 2008 and what happened with the Democratic National Convention in Denver that year was it really changed the direction of Denver. There was about $280 million into the local economy as a result of that convention. And, every hotel room, every restaurant, every park, everything you can think of is being utilized to support and produce the convention. And it's a big thing. What you have to do is look at those different cities and see what kind of hotel rooms they've got, what the convention facilities are, what the large public venues are to host big parties and big gatherings. Not to mention the issues of security and safety. Can you have the infrastructure in place to handle protesters from around the country and make sure everybody feels safe while you conduct the business of the party and the nomination of a presidential candidate?
What are you able to say about, because I think people will look at this and they'll go, well, St. Louis isn't on the list. What are you able to say about, did we not try for it this year? What are you able to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, there were some discussions. There was been changes in the law that eliminated federal funding to support the conventions. And those, with the loss of that funding, the price tag is pretty substantial, and I don't recall the number, but we're talking tens of millions of dollars that would have had to be raised at the local level. And honestly, folks I talked to just felt like it would be an insurmountable number, and if you're going to raise that kind of money, there's probably a better use for it. But I do think St. Louis has a lot going for it. Had we chose to compete for the convention, we have sufficient hotel rooms, and we have more hotels and hotel rooms popping up every day throughout the city and throughout the entire region. We have great light rail. We've got airport capacity. We've got downtown has a surplus of treasures when it comes to facilities with the renovated Scott Trade Center, the Dome, the Convention Center, the ballpark, the arch grounds, and then everything that's available in Forest Park in terms of venues. There are parks and spaces all over the place where things that would be utilized had we decided to compete for the convention.
Could St. Louis maybe make a run to get one of the many, many, every network seems like they hold a slew of these primary debates. Could one of those maybe be held here?
Yeah, I think St. Louis is a great place to host events. I'm somewhat into business with Lou Fest and with Q and the Lou and all the other things we do. we have the infrastructure to do that. And I think, you know, politically, there is really good arguments to be made for why St. Louis and Missouri will be competitive in 2020 in the presidential race. And, you know, being able to host a debate is one of those things that I think we can clearly do. And then obviously going in terms of the party, and then, you know, looking forward into the general election cycle, you know, Washington University has been a regular stomping ground for the presidential debates. So there's at least some experience in hosting those events of that nature here in St. Louis.
Is it, we want to win this state, this could be a swing state, is that still the lead consideration, or is it more of what's the best place logistically for us to go?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of them. It certainly was both when I led the effort back in 2010. You know, the logistics and the ability to produce the event was certainly paramount. It was the threshold. So you had to clear that threshold and make sure that there was the facilities and the rooms and the security and all those things were in place. And then beyond that, then you have to look at it through the political lens, and which is, you know, what states can the convention being located in a state or a media market shift votes? So the argument that we had in Denver, for example, they felt that the convention being in Denver, the economic impact of the convention being in Denver in 2008 was enough to generate half a percentage vote in the state for Barack Obama. And, you know, arguably it worked. When in 2012, the year the convention went to Charlotte, it didn't work. I think we lost that state by 3 points. So, you know, whether or not there's political advantage from having the convention in a state is subject to interpretation and opinion, which I frankly, I'm not sure if it does, but I would certainly like to find out if it would affect Missouri in the future.
St. Louis 2024?
I'm up for it. I think, you know, a lot of the, there's going to be a lot to tell, stories to tell about St. Louis in the next 8 years. And hopefully we'll have elected a Democratic president by then. And that Democratic president will have carried the state of Missouri in 2020. And we'll make us, and hopefully we can put together the resources and the energy, which I think we can, to take a swing at it in 2024.